Kedvach. It's always a question about the Motzi Shabbos, which parsha to speak about. Do you chop around and try to get in one more Devar Torah on the Shabbos that just ended, or do you Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos? We got to start now on the next week's parsha. Rosh Hashanah spoke about this once, but perhaps we'll try tonight to be Yotzi L'Chol Adeus, something from Parshas Bo, something from Parshas B'Shalach as well. So in Shul we spoke about the story about how the Bach. So his son-in-law was the Taz, and the Maisa that happened was the Bach came to Shiro one day and said, "My daughter is as beautiful as the Lavona." So then the Taz said, "Okay, if that's true, it's time to be Mekadesh the Lavona. We have to do Kiddush Lavona." So he took him as a son-in-law. The idea of Kiddush Lavona is brought down in the Gemara in. Where is it? Sanhedrin Membeis. The Gemara calls over there. Omer B'Yochanan Kol Mevarich Ala Chodesh Bizmano Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. You're Mekabel the Pnei Hashchina. Dichsiv Hoch. It says Hachodesh Hazel Lochem in Parshas Bo. Hachodesh Hazel Lochem, and it says in Parshas B'Shalach Ze Keli Van Vehu. So you have both parshas mentioned, and it's the Gzeir Shava Ze Hazel, right? So Ze Hachodesh Hazel Lochem and Ze Keli Van Vehu. So we've been waiting to get to HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem since the very first Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says, no, you didn't need to start off with the all the Torah and the story, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Really, you could have just started off with HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. Skip 62 chapters. So what's the Havamina? The Havamina was that maybe all the Torah really is just a bunch of laws, of rules, halachos. If that's all the Torah was, the Inachinami, you could have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. But the Tevet says, no, the Maskan is that's not what the Torah just is. You have to have Derech Eretz Kodem the Torah. We get to the whole point of it. We go through the whole story. We learn from the Avos, as the Netziv famously writes in Sefer HaYashar, that you see how Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, how they behaved and how they responded and acted with people who were trying to cheat them, with people who were a bunch of lowlifes, and nevertheless, they had Derech Eretz towards them. People tried to take advantage of them. So Derech Eretz Kodem the Torah, before we can get the mitzvahs, before we can get HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, first of all, we have to get through the entire braces and learn what it means to be a mensch. So you get through the mitzvah. So it's a fascinating lashon, kiddush hachodesh. Right? We say kiddush lavona. So really, that's not what it is. You know, it's not being mekadesh lavona. That was done when it was a beis din and you had edim. What we're doing is we're being mevarich the chodesh. So I saw brought down from the Chuvas Marashag. Marashag was Shimon Greenwald. He was a talmid of the Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, Hungarian Jewry at its finest. So the Marashag asks a question. He says, it doesn't make sense to say Lashon of Kiddush Levona. So he wants to suggest maybe a mistake crept in. Maybe it's a Toos, and really it should have been Chiddush. Chiddush HaLevona, with the new moon. That makes a lot of sense. But he holds back on this. He says, I mean, you find this Lashon already in the Beis Yosef, and you have the Maharil, so it couldn't be that holy mouths like this, right, that would have said something that Sheker. So he brings it down and says, no, that's really what we're going to say. We're going to say the Lashon of Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kiddush HaLevona, we know it's actually a Machlokis. It's about close between the Svardim and the Ashkenaz and what the earliest Zman is. Svardim wait until 7 full days, and Ashkenazim will wait until 72 hours, 3 days after the Molad. Svardim is based upon Kabbalah. The Hasidim generally follow this approach as well, which is interesting because most people, the majority of people, will wait to do Kiddush Levana Motzi Yom Kippur. Right? The Vilna Gaon felt not that way. The Vilna Gaon held that no, you have a mitzvah presents itself, especially during a serious Yimei Tshuva. You got to chop around. You got to do it at its earliest possible opportunity. Reb David Lishitz Zatzal was nohig like that as well, to try to get the Kiddush Levona at the earliest time. But nevertheless, even though it's a lashon of Kiddush Levona, it's fascinating. We wait Davka till Motzi Shabbos to do it. So the explanation is as to why, even though it could have been done earlier, is because we want to dance. We want to dance when we do the Kiddush Levona, and the halacha is clear, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. So how is it? You look around, you see a lot of people dancing. You know, Karl Bachminyan, Chassidim, everyone's dancing on Shabbos. So what are you going to say? That these Yireim and Shleimim, they're not following the Gezeiras Chazal, the Gemara Beitza, and the Rishonim, the Tosfos over there, Lamed Vav, says you're not allowed to dance. So to be honest, this sugya, really working it through, bothered me. Rav Moshe has a lashon of muti de shogigin. It's better not to do it, but it's a shogig, a person who dances. But I found it, again, hard to grasp such an idea. So I was once privileged to speak with Rav Sheinberg Zatzal. And I asked him, I was working on the sugya, and he told me something fascinating. Rav Sheinberg told me that when Chazal asked dancing, that's not what they meant, a bunch of guys, like, you know, dragging their feet around the bima. That wasn't what it was. It was a specific type of choreographed dancing. That's exactly what the Chazal prohibited. So if he's doing these things, then that's fine. You know, that's not what was nichla within the gezeira. So what do we find? Me'ikra hadin, there's really only two times in halach one's required to dance. One, as we just said, is kiddush levana, and the other time is based upon the mishnah in Kesubas, ketzad narakim lifnei hakala. There's a mitzvah to dance before the kala. So by a chasana and by a kiddush levana, those are the two times one is me'ikra hadin required to dance. Rav Goldbich pointed that out to me years ago. What about Simchas Torah? So it's a beautiful minug, but that's what it is. It's a minug to dance. We dance. The dancing is not really necessarily required. It's not a mitzvah per se, like it's required. It's a minug to dance. And just, while we're on, we'll add in, there's certainly no source whatsoever for drinking on Simchas Torah, especially if it gets out of hand. The mitzvah is to be besimcha, and there's a minug to dance in order to bring that out. But since you cannot, what, dance on Shabbos, so we wait till Motzi Shabbos, when we're in our big day Shabbos, we dress nice, we look respectable, and therefore that's why we dance there. It's interesting to point out, that's the idea why we dance at the wedding and at the Kiddush Levana. So perhaps there's a deeper connection between the two ideas. There's a medrash in Shmos Rabba Tesvav Lamed Aleph. So Dover Achir, Hachodesh Hazel Lochem. So based upon the pasuk of, as we say in Kiddush Levana, Moshul Melech. I'll give you a parable of a king. Shekiddush Isha, Pekosulo Matanos Muatos. He king was engaged to a woman, and he gave her small amount of matanos. Kevin Shebal Dekach Lelak Cho Kosulo Matanos Rabos Kibal. When he's actually getting to consummate the marriage, then he gave her a gift of a lot of things like a husband. So Kach Ha'olam Hazeh. So too in this world, says the Medrash. Erusin Hayu. Our relationship to Hakadosh Baruch Hu is like Erusin Shneamar. The pasuk says in Hosea, Ve'eras Tichli La'olam. I've betrothed you to me forever. But all Hashem gave us in this Erusin stage is the Levana, Bilvad, Shneema, as the Pasuk says, Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. This month is for you. This is it. Okay. Aval Yemosa Mashiach, but continues the Medrash and tells us, when Mashiach comes, Yunisuin. Then we're going to have the complete, our marriage with HaKadosh Baruch will be consummated, we'll have the second stage of Nisuin. Shneemar's puzzle is, Kivo Alayich Osayich. I'll be like a Baal to you, I'll be your husband. But Osa Shon, at that time, Mosa Lehem Es HaKol. At that time, Hashem is going to give us everything. Shneemar, as the pasuk says in Daniel, "V'hamaskilim yazhiru kizohar harakia u'matzdike harabim kikochavim la'olam vo'ed." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us everything when we have it. Now we can answer the question. We said earlier it doesn't make sense to say the lashon of kiddush levana. No, it makes a lot of sense because this is a kiddushin, right? The levana was given to us to the Bnei Yisrael l'shem kiddushin, and therefore it's appropriate, 100% appropriate, says Rav Asher Weiss, that we should use this name to call it kiddush halevana. And now it all comes together. That makes a lot of sense. These are the only two times that we dance. We dance by the chasana and we dance by kiddush levana. And we'll add another. Where do we start off with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara says, what was it? Well, we know this. Kabbalah's ponim. You get a fancy wedding invitation. They tell you what time is the chuppah, what time is the shmorg, what time is the Kabbalah's ponim. It's all one inyan. It's also inyan. The moon, levana, that's Klal Yisrael. That's our kiddushin that we're given to in our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Meretz Hashem, we should be zoiche to appreciate this precious mitzvah we have. And now, as these parshas are starting, Bo, B'shalach, Ve'yichulu, we're in the middle of Shovavim, we're mechazik ourselves and mechazik our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the mitzvahs that we do. Mitzvah is a lashon of tzabsa, it's a lashon of an attachment. We should be zoiche to complete dveikus with Hashem. And in that zechus of being mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, we should be zoiche to the Geula Shleima, Bimheira, B'yameinu.